looking at all the comments. I asked a question on Facebook. I do this daily, by the way. And if you're not a Facebook fan, I appreciate your point of view there as well. But Simone Biles has quit. She will not return. At least that's the indication. She's pulled out of the all-around events as well. Maybe she'll do some of the individual events later, but it doesn't appear that way. What do you say about that? The responses are fascinating. Well, most people are in her corner saying she's been traumatized by something we don't know what. And I'm going to get back to that in a second. But first, we're going to go to the Common Sense Hotline. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Let's go to Guy. He is in North Carolina. Guy, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. My wife and I, we enjoy watching your show in the mornings before we head out.
Thank you.
If you will, when you talk about the gene therapy, alias yes. vaccine,
yeah.
would you please mention the cure rate of medicine for it? You know, hydroxychloroquine, rifamycin, zinc, vitamin D, that people yeah. can get cured from it.
Well, we just had the earlier in the program here, Guy, I had the comments from the Yale epidemiologist, Ivy League epidemiologist, saying exactly what you're saying, that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and other drugs can be used off-label, as they say, not for its intended use, but use it off-label with an efficacy if you get it into the patients in a timely fashion. And I don't mind mentioning that, Guy. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you checking in here every day. I'm not so bad for a Yankee, right?
We all got to be something, you know, but we're all the same.
Yeah, got that.
Thank you, sir. We're all the same.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, Guy from North Carolina. I'm moving on. Levi is in Missouri, the Show Me State. Excuse me. Levi, how are you today?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
You're doing well, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, so you just hit on the marijuana subject. You've been hitting on it quite a bit here lately, and I just want to know, are you trying to advocate for it to not be legalized across the United States, or what's going on?
I'm not advocating for anything. I advocate for the truth, Levi.
Right.
And if people are going to use products, for example, alcohol is a really powerful substance. You should be careful
Absolutely.
With it. You should not consume alcohol and drive a motor vehicle. People get injured and killed. More than 3 million long-term injuries from motor vehicle accidents every year in this country. And 35,000 people are killed in motor vehicle accidents, of which about a third are related to drunk driving every year in this country, even with how safe our vehicles are. So my point being is, if you're going to use marijuana, or people you know are going to use marijuana, don't tell me that it's harmless and everything's great and it'll cure cancer and everything's rainbows and butterflies, because it's not. Like any other drug, it has good and
you're
bad
right.
effects,
people-
and that's my point. So I'm not advocating one way or the other. A big number of states have legalized marijuana. The federal government probably legalized marijuana. I don't think our prisons should be filled with people that are there on marijuana charges as a general rule. There might be exceptions to that, but as a general rule, if you get caught with an ounce of weed, you probably should not be in federal prison, my opinion. However, know the facts, and don't kid yourself and tell yourself, oh, it's perfectly harmless. It's good for the little boys and girls, because no, it's not. And there are a lot more studies, Levi, right now showing this impact of mental illness, especially on young people, teenagers, 12 to 18-year-old people that use high-potency marijuana. Keep in mind, the THC level in 1975 was about 3%, and the THC level now in some of these products is close to 100%. I mean, the impact, the intensity of these products, there's no comparison, right or wrong.
You're right, 100%.
There you go. Thank you for checking in. Levi from Missouri, I greatly appreciate it. So I'm not advocating anything, except I advocate for the truth, and I'd like you to have it. Because I think you're better armed to go into the day if you have information that's on the money. Now, if you say, well, Gruber said it's really powerful, that sounds good. I think I'll have a gummy for lunch. Well, then that's what you're going to do. But at least you're going to know, at least until sometime after lunch, what I told you. By after lunch, you might just forget. Man, that gummy was good. I should have another one. No, you probably shouldn't. At any rate, so that we advocate for the truth. That's what I do here. I do want to play this Bite 11 for you. Simone Biles came out yesterday, made a few comments from the team competition for the U.S. women's gymnastics team. She dropped out of that. Now she's dropped out of the individual finals for all around and so forth. So she will not be in contention for the gold medal, leaving it wide open. She was a foregone conclusion to take home the gold. Now it's going to be wide open. And I'm looking at these comments online, people asking, was she traumatized in some way? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the story is. I don't think it's just because she had a bad day. I don't think it's because she's coddled. Here's an athlete that has performed at the highest levels on the biggest stages for many years, including the Olympics. So did something happen that knocked her off the track? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are calling her spoiled and, you know, a product of being coddled. I don't know that any of that's true. I don't know that any of that is fair to say at this point when we don't know the backstory. And again, I'm pursuing the truth here, fierce and fearless. Anyhow, here's Bite 11 with Simone Biles.
I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
And so comments like that give people the impression that she's doing it only for herself. Again, I don't know the answer. I don't know what the facts are. If that's the reason she did it, that does sound a little bit self-centered. Sacrificing her team because she just didn't feel like doing it, that would be different. But let's sort it out. Let's not jump to conclusions, which is what socialist media does all the time. The big socialist media companies are doing that all the time. And, of course, silencing those that they don't like. There is that part. This part of the program brought to you by Patriot Foods. Don't forget my friends at PatriotFoods.com, putting American produce on your table every day. And if you spend more than $100, it's delivered anywhere in America free of charge, and it's also free to look. Support American farmers, would you please? PatriotFoods.com. I'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.